I remember the strongest times for practice is those times when we would be sitting in a blizzard. The windows throughout the zendo would be open. The entire zendo would be engulfed in freezing, raging winds. Just doing. This one doing. Just this one doing. My practice is counting the breath. It's a very clear practice. There's no room for distraction. I am following the breath. This is big practice. I am doing the sound of one hand. I am doing mu. Whatever your practice is, you are practicing the great matter, the one important matter, your original self. You are not yet awakened to who you really are, but it is just as Shakyamuni Buddha proclaimed upon his own time of profound awakening. All beings are Buddha. No one is left out. All beings are endowed with Buddha virtue, Buddha wisdom. Originally, the way is universal, perfect, complete. But your own selfish evaluations raise their habitual heads. Because of topsy-turvy, ups and down, up and down, upside-down thinking, we fail to perceive our inherent Buddha nature. Upside-down delusional thinking that's relying on your own self-centered judgments and perceptions. How far this takes us from our truth. How pitiful these tendencies that we hold, grasping self. And almost all beings are tied up or bound in this way. How rare the person who can openly, sincerely, obediently hear the instruction of their teacher, who can obediently practice just as they are guided to practice. When you do come around to practicing in this way, you naturally and mysteriously release your hold on the notion of self. You can tell such a person by the light of their eyes, the way they move their hands, the way they walk. Receiving wholly, with no cracks, the teaching. Not adding your own judgment to it, but energetically doing this practice, earnestly, with enthusiasm, just only. Doesn't come so easy, though, for most people. That's because you're forever trying to append something to the practice to mix up your own notions with it, or to get caught up in your own dissatisfactions, so that your practice is not pure. But you can now reflect, nobly reflect, on your attitude, on your mind state. And you will know what you have to do. Dogen Zenji says it so clearly. Drop body and mind. Forget about them. We rely on I, me, mine, this discriminating consciousness. And we have done so for lifetime after lifetime, birth, death, birth, death. Life is eternal, an eternal continuum. There is no today without yesterday, no today without tomorrow. There is nothing so shabby about life. Eternal life is your present reality. Life is eternal continuum, and everyone, you, are living proof of eternal life. There are many people who believe life to be a one-shot deal, the time between the birth and death of this body. What a shame to see life so impoverished. Absolute truth is perfect virtue, complete merit. Nothing lacking, nothing in excess. Perfect. Not so much as a hair, nor a raindrop, not a single raindrop is lost, is gone. Everything is revealing eternity. Now, here. This one breath is continuity. This one step is immortality. Life is universal. The way is perfect. Like unto vast space, with nothing wanting, nothing superfluous. All things are, in this instant, showing their true identity. All things are, in this instant, showing their true colors. There is nothing outside this. The way is perfect, like unto vast space, with nothing wanting, nothing superfluous. Universal, heaven and earth. We use the word universal, but it carries with it, as a word, such limited connotations. This little planet Earth of ours is a baby of our solar system, and how well she gets along with her world. Everywhere, there is nothing but mutual goodwill, mutual sustenance, interdependence. The little universe, which is our Milky Way, mutual support everywhere. No hint of superior or inferior, with the intimacy of brothers and sisters, the universe is in harmony and grinning. Each and everything is shining, brightly illuminating, working together harmoniously. Don't you want to see it as it is? Scientists have recently reported the beginnings of a newly forming universe. Of course, from the ageless beginning, life is limitless, boundless, perennial. One is all, and all is one. This is truth everlasting. And who is truth everlasting? You, yourself, of course. You may wonder if it's really all right to call yourself so big-hearted. There is no big, no small. And this is what we are here for, to awaken to our inherent truth. Resolve to do it, let go of distractions. Do not look up, do not look off, be vigilant. We have all mastered the art of looking off. Looking off, that's your own small judgments. Everyone stands here looking so proud of themselves for looking off, as though this is the greatest thing you could be doing. Such self-importance. The eye cannot see itself, right? And yet, you believe that you are seeing. That false belief is what I refer to often as your cleverness. Cleverness unnecessary. What you are seeing is the functioning of the eye, The eye is not seeing itself. So, open your palms wide and let go of the habit of looking off. You can, of course. Of course. This is how we begin our practice. Our vow is the foundation of practice. Let go of worldly views and accept and receive Buddha Dharma. Worldly views refers to the way that we go through life discriminating between self and other. We grasp this discrimination of self and other. We allow ourselves to indulge in that discrimination. We rely on our discrimination between self and other. We're relying on our false judgment. The notion of self versus other is false. False, false. Why do I constantly harp on this? Because it is just so far removed from reality. Your view of who you are is so far removed, so distant from the reality of your true situation, the reality of your situation. Just one small example of our perverted view, of a perverted view. It's the feeling that we're losing, that we lose. The feeling that we have to hold on, the feeling that people and things become lost from us. The feeling that we're working so hard to gain something and then it's suddenly taken away. You know how painful this is and how ongoing is this pain. We are imagining things to be hard and solid. We must break through in order to know that we are not actually jerked around by what is and what isn't. You do not need to look off. Original mind is your homeland. You are essentially at home, now, here. Cast off worldly ways, accept and receive Buddha Dharma. Ultimately, together with all beings, with the great earth, we attain the Buddha way. Those who have been able to drop their blinders and have experienced reality tell it like it is. You too must drop your blinders. How thankful we can be for the power of the group, the energy of the whole. We are blessed with everything. This is life. This is life. Now, here, this is life. Accepting, you are accepting, receiving, embracing everything. Thank you. Thank you for the grace that I receive. You just naturally want to give and give and give, don't you? You give in devotion. Devoted to this one step, this one breath, this one doing. There is nothing unreasonable about it. Receiving everything, giving all. The energy of the whole. Thanks to the sincere, big-hearted practice of everyone, I can do this one doing. I can breathe this one breath with heart and clarity. That is all there is to do. When self-centered, designing thoughts and feelings begin to sweep through your mind, and they will, you simply do not get caught up. Dogen's first instruction, let go of body and mind, forget about them. Yes. Say yes to this. Not, but can I do it? Say yes. Let go of body and mind, forget about them. And herein is established the one single path from which you cannot take a detour. There are no leaks on this path. Sacred life is the source. Sacred life is eternal, vast, limitless. No adjective comes close to describing it. But be sure that life is magnanimously responsive and magnanimously accepting of all things. And so, all is well. Until you awaken to life, your habitual world will remain tight and restrictive, based on your own small experiences and your own small knowledge. But even though you have not yet attained great peace of mind, believe, first off, in true mind. Have faith without doubts that Buddha nature, Buddha heart, is your inherent life. Believe with utter conviction in your own Buddha nature. All being is just exactly Buddha nature. Nothing is wanting, nothing is superfluous. Everything is good. You still have the habit, though, of discrimination, of duality. And so you cut through this habit, cut through discriminating mind. How do you cut through this one doing? This one doing, it is very simple and very precise and very certain. Truth is demonstrated. Truth can be illuminated just in this one single doing. All is well. You must have the great roots of belief. Shakyamuni, the world-honored one, let go of everything in order to save us all from suffering. He held back nothing. He gave selflessly. He cast off self-cherishing. At last, he was able to realize essential salvation, to come to life, to be reborn in original life, and to show us the way. Original Buddha nature, the essence of being. Your essence, now, here. Talking about it, it's only description. We're only describing it, but we can describe it. What I thought is, turned out not to be. When that which I could not have thought shows itself to be. We toil and trouble so over what we think is, hard and solid, something to hang on to. With awakening, we see that there was no such thing, no hanging on, not necessary. Our suffering, we will see, was rootless, unnecessary. With awakening, we see that true mind is smiling warmly. The vast, limitless sun of the true heart shines bright. Let go of everything, and everything comes to you. What about it? This one doing. Don't look off. Just carry through. Together with all beings, we attain the Buddha way.